want to just change my life.
And you know what I hear God saying to you? Your faith going to make you whole.
Yes.
Your faith. And listen, I don't know where you worship at, but you need to get in good, sound, strong teaching, because your soul needs to be preached direct to, because of the level of the warfare in your spirit. You have to hear the word uncut so that it can heal, so that it can pierce out, and it can cleanse, and it can restore the spiritual purpose of God in your life. I want God to do great things, that your commitment to God this year, glory be to God, will be your spiritual breakthrough. And that everything that the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has eaten up in your life, that God will restore it 100%. And I'm praying today, if I get off this air, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. Your tears are going to turn into joy. And I'm praying, God, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, that you're going to rise in this year, 2017, and you're going to call here and say, I got a testimony. God bless you. Be healed. And be delivered and be made whole. I'm Bishop David Veal, Sr. Until next Wednesday, God bless you. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Now, look at this scripture right here. In Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2, it says, oh, give thanks. Verse 1 and 2 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord do what? Say it.
I am he.
Who you redeemed from?
Amen.
Who would that be?
Satan.
That would be the devil, Satan. So that means right there, you are out of his control. He's not calling the shots in your life. The only shots he get to call is the ones you allow him to call. When he approach you with something that's not the will of God, you do not have to receive it. You don't have to accept it. You can say, nope, I ain't taking that. No. And if you're believing God for something that's in your benefits package as a child of God, you can say, I'm not accepting no for me not having it. So everything that's standing in the way of me possessing what Jesus died to give me, back up, get out of the way, take your hands off my stuff. I am a child of God. I am redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Satan, take your hands off of me. You have no business with your hands on my life, on my wife, on my children, on the things that God has blessed me with. Take your hands off this church body. Take your hands off this families here. Take your hands off this community. God put me in this community. I command you, take your hands off of it. Anything that's under your sphere of control, he ain't got no business with his hands on it. Take your hands off my job. God gave me this job. That's why I wasn't never scared of losing a job. See, when you know God done gave you a job, then you ain't scared of no man getting in there, messing it up, and firing you. I say, if a man get in there and do something like that and move me from a place God done set me, then it must be God's will or something going to happen to that human being. You don't touch the Lord's anointing. And you are his anointing. How many of y'all got the anointing on you? You are his anointing. I ain't calling you Jesus. No, we are part of his body. You have that anointing upon you. You are his anointing. He anointed you to prosper. Yes. He anointed you to be well. Yes.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, the word redeem means to buy back through the payment of a price. When you redeem something, that means you give something in exchange for something else. So what happened? Jesus gave his life in exchange for ours. He redeemed us. He gave himself so he could purchase us. And the Bible says that we've been purchased with the blood of Jesus. You don't belong to this world. You don't belong to the devil. You don't belong to this world. You belong to God. You belong to Jesus. You belong to the Holy Ghost. And you got to know it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody say,
Christ have redeemed me
from the curse of the law. Now, Galatians 3:13 said, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, through their union with Christ, that they might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. Listen to what the Amplified Bible says. The Amplified Bible says, Christ purchased our freedom. So I'm free. If he purchased my freedom, I'm a free man. You're a free person. Look at somebody and say, you're looking at a free person now. Say, I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to sickness and disease. I'm not a slave to broken homes. I'm not a slave to poverty. I'm not a slave to anything in that dark kingdom. I've been set free by Jesus Christ. And he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, the doom of the law, and its condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us, for it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified, to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles so that we through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, let me admit, that promise real to me. I got the Holy Ghost. I'm acquainted with him. He renewed me, regenerated my spirit.
Hallelujah.
He washed me with the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus baptized me with the Holy Ghost. The realization of the Holy Ghost is real. He not a it. He ain't a thing to me. He's a person. He's God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Thank God for it. Now, the Bible said that Jesus took this curse, our doom, and our condemnation, so that the blessing God promised Abraham that you would receive it, that it would be upon you.
Yes.
Now, if Jesus did all that, let me ask you something. Is that blessing on you or not?
Yes.
And the blessing's on you, ain't it?
Yes.
So you need to agree with it.
Amen.
You need to start declaring it.
Amen.
You let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Yes. Say what? Say everything that Bible says is yours.
Yes.
Say I'm redeemed. Say I'm free. Say I'm healed. Say I'm blessed. Say I'm overcoming. Say I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, well, Pastor, how long am I redeemed? The scripture said in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 through 14, says we have an everlasting redemption, a permanent release from captivity. So this ain't got no expiration on it. Your redemption, you know how you get a coupon? Man, I got one from Subway the other day. Buy one sandwich, get one free. But it had a little clause on it. Good between July this date and July that date. Which means if you bring it in during those dates, they will honor it. Okay? If you bring it in a day late, they'll say that ain't no good. We can't redeem that for you. But your redemption don't have no expiration date. The devil been looking for an expiration date, but he can't find one.
Come on.
Listen, what's the expiration date on your redemption? Forever? How long is Greg redeemed? How long are you redeemed? See, you need to rest in that. See, you just let that settle down in you. Man, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed forever. See, I just let that rest. I ain't going to struggle with it. I ain't going to struggle with trying to understand it. I'm just going to receive it. Lord, thank you. I'm redeemed forever. I have a permanent release from captivity. So that make me want to serve Jesus more. See? See, when you start seeing how good God is to us, then you don't want sin no more.
Come on.
You don't want to do wrong no more. You just want to please him and honor him because this goodness is overwhelming you. Got forever stamped on me. I'm forever his. Devil, don't you know? You got but a short time. But I got forever. You're redeemed forever. An everlasting release from fear of death. Amen. That's Hebrews 9, 12 through 14. Amen. Says that neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained, see, Jesus went and got something for us, having obtained eternal redemption for us. That's for you and me. My redemption is eternal in the heavens. Now, you need to stand and hold that spot right there. Take a snapshot and look at it and say, redeemed forever. Redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Satan no longer have no control over my life because my life is now in the control of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just need to listen and I need to obey so that he maintains control. I don't mind him controlling my life because he don't have nothing but good for me. So I want him to be in full control. You know, I don't want to be the pilot because I might run into a storm. I want him to be the pilot because he's going to take me through the storm. He did take me through it, around it, over it, or under it, but we're going somewhere and we're going to reach our destination safe. Amen. Them boys, he said, get in a boat. And they run into all kind of trouble. We ain't contrary to them. That's the devil. Kicked up all that trouble. And Jesus don't have a boat, so he say, look, let me just go out there and catch up with them. And he went out there walking on the water. You know, what had them all upset in the boat, them waves in the wind and all that coming into the boat, thinking they finna drown. All the stuff that was a problem for them. Jesus came walking on their problem. See, it wasn't a problem to him. It's a problem to them. They think they're about to die. And whatever was a problem to them, he came walking on top of it. Amen. You were redeemed with precious blood. Precious blood. The Amplified, 1 Peter 1:18 and 20, I'm almost finished, said, you must know, he said, you must know and recognize that you were redeemed, ransomed from the useless, fruitless way of living inherited by tradition from your forefathers, not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but you were purchased with the precious